Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to the SmackDown preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by one of the Dudley Boys, Michael Hamflett from What Culture, to look ahead to tonight's episode of Friday Night SmackDown. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts, where we not only review SmackDown, but also Monday Night Raw, NXT 2.0, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bigger quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamflett to look ahead to SmackDown tonight. You've missed this for a while, haven't you?
I have. I missed last week's specifically. It took me a few days to catch up on SmackDown. I was attending a football match at Wembley Stadium, England's home of football, a place where Newcastle United have never played, apart from when it was the default home of Spurs, the new team of Mr. Five Lawton, when it was their home ground for a season. But we know that doesn't really count. You have to like earn your place there through achieving status in a cup final or a playoff final.
Indeed.
Or some sort of, we've been there loads.
We've been there.
I'm sick of the trip, quite frankly.
Chesterfield been there.
I was very literally sick of the trip by last Sunday morning when we actually won there. So it took me a few days to catch up on SmackDown. And that might be why I'm feeling in such a generous mood about it. I think between the two of us, I've been the low guy on all of it, apart from... the human dog. So to see so much feeling like it was, I don't know, had a bit of energy, like it was coming off, like the fair play, like the big main event. I'm happy to be a vocal critic on what I think is them completely stealing a living when it comes to the Bloodline. Mm-hmm. But they didn't last week. Like the promo.
No, me and Sitch sat here last week and said, oh, probably not going to get a finish. The premium live event's a few weeks away. And they delivered, and they gave us a great story with it, I thought.
Yeah, like, opening promo was actually succinct for a change. It was a nice story told. You got for it. We haven't had this in a while as well. Like, Roman Reigns actually having character traits rather than just the guy that puts his finger in the air. Like, how sinister he was about how much they used to, that hug, that great hug about, like, how much the Usos need to get it done and that really,
don't
like...
come home if you don't, basically.
Yeah, all that kind of thing. For the match to go down as well as it was earned. It was genuinely earned. They built, like, they kind of stole one with that pay-per-view. Like, oh, let's have a six-man instead.
Yes.
But ultimately, that was a story they did a good job of telling. The fans believed the stakes because, I mean, there was proof there. That kid was crying at the fact that RK-Bro had lost. They've made a top baby. Randy Orton has never been more over. They've made a new top baby face in Riddle as a potential singles opponent for Roman Reigns. Not a ticket-selling one, it would seem. But a singles opponent nonetheless. So... very little to criticise. And I kind of think there was a guy who, he had a sort of a charisma about him on NXT 2.0, but I forget his name, and apparently that doesn't matter anymore. But he debuted last week, and he, right on my street, I just cannot remember his name.
Max Dupree. That's right, because we said his, Ian Sage decided, because his name sounds a bit French, and he used to be L.A. Naya. Now he's Max Dupree.
I can get on board with that.
Maximum Male Models.
I have got to go home and tell my children that your sons, your 37-year-old dad, is spending his working day shouting we on a podcast. They are 9 and 6. Like, poo and wee is like premium currency in their patter right now. Poo, wee, farting.
Yeah.
Bums. Like, absolute elite tier patter for them.
Burping.
Right now. Burping. They love a good burp. Like, they love the ones, you know, when the burps, when one slips out, Like, if me or my wife, an accidental one comes out after dinner or something, that's the height of humour for about an hour.
Still
so
is
what,
for me.
So what they do is they do a burp, and, like, Josh, my youngest especially, will just, like, copy the phrase and just be like, oh, it just slipped out. It's like, it didn't. I saw you, like, leaning back. It just slipped out, didn't it, son? Yeah, we all know what it's like when you've, like, eaten a veg dinner and milk. And nothing worse than the milk burps. It's like, oh, God. Room smells like margarine.
I really like Max Dupree.
Me too. He's so excited. Bit of me is Max Dupree. Like that kind
he's
of,
always been main roster, hasn't he? Yeah, from the moment he arrived in NXT.
Definitely, definitely. Murray made a good point. We were talking about Max Dupree in the office. It's like, Vince McMahon quite likes him. But of course he would. He likes Steve Austin and The Rock just like everybody else. Like, how can you take hell, hey, night, yeah, and strip away any sort of sense of threat? It's like, French male model. That's you, that is. Like, Rick Martel, like AWA world champion, like solid grizzled grappler.
Also now Pop SmackDown, I'm fairly certain, on a technicality, because he was like, well, Sonya Deville signed the contract. Yes.
Incompetent authority figures can't do anything ever.
Just like, look at the size of him, they're like, manager.
Yeah. Is it that we're going to have to get the, somebody's going to have to get the hierarchy out, which at this point is like one of them scrolls from like Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones or something. Just thing goes on and on yeah. and on and on. Where like, obviously Sonya Deville is no longer there, but how many deals did she put in place mm-hmm. before she became an active member of the roster? Max Dupree has basically told Postman Pierce that he's got the job, so he's there on the level. Does that put Mason Retribution somewhere up there as
it
well?
It does feel appropriate that John Laurinaitis or Bruce Pritchard are Littlefinger in all this, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's talk about the blood.
Littlefinger only in the figurative sense. Christ, Bruce Pritchard's hands probably look like Prince Charles's.
Sausage fingers.
Weird sausage fingers. At least theoretically, as far as people in his family know, we know where those hands have been. He's not one of the sweaty
members. And this is the last week you can make that joke, because next week, God Save the Queen, of course.
Oh, it's the Jubilee, isn't it?
Yeah, we get a four-day weekend.
Can you imagine how many via satellite messages are going to come from the Queen next week? Because she's definitely fine. She is very ready, according to via satellite updates from the palace. She's excited. Queen's a loser. Like, I tweeted this last week. Like, to our American listeners, I don't think some of them realise that they're a divisive sort, the royal family. Yeah. America. And I had a point. Ahead of the football, I had half, and I was like really, really, really pumped. And at Wembley, they play like they make a big fuss of your teams. They make it feel like it's your day in your stadium. They put your club's badges all over.
Usually is if you're Chesterfield.
Well, yeah, I've never experienced that end of it. Like it's all good until the final whistle. But so they make it your day. Like Wembley Way is decked out in your team's colours, all that kind of thing, and they play like your club songs from the stadium, so mm-hmm. it makes you feel like you're home away from home for the day. And like the teams come out onto the pitch, there's fireworks, there's a big version of the trophy, and then the fucking national anthem comes on. It's like, well, like, I'm not going to like go into more detail than this, but let's just say, me personally, not speaking on behalf of What Culture or any no. or you or the Daddy Boys or whatever or anybody else, I have two fundamental problems with a national anthem called "God Save the Queen." I won't go into any more detail than that, but I had that off, and I was like, "Queen's loser."
Well, from royalty,
comma space, like, and then there was like a couple of replies there. Well, I was like, it's more all right than you think of it. sorry.
From royalty to the king of all of WWE, Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, we the ones. What's next for them? We are being told that Roman Reigns is set to address the WWE universe, survey his kingdom. He smashed everybody, of course. Mm. And now the Bloodline are unified tag champs as well, although they did lose on Monday Night Raw.
Nothing, apparently, because he's not working Hell in a Cell.
No.
He's just found out he's got Money in the Bank off.
He's not on the poster, is he? No.
He's put in annual leave for that, seeing as it's moved to the MGM Grand.
It's not a stadium, is it?
Yeah, City of SummerSlam. The Riddle promo on Raw certainly felt like that was where we were headed, didn't it? Mm. Like
Great promo, I thought.
Really, really strong. Absorbed the blows of the beatdown on last week's SmackDown. Paid tribute to Randy Orton. I love the idea of Randy Orton.
Next, Sasha and Naomi a little bit.
Yeah, that was cool. Like, working her stuff was cool because I wish it didn't have the subtext of the Sasha and Naomi thing, because it actually puts over RK-Bro even more so in defeat.
Because Riddle got the dreaded X on last week's SmackDown, didn't he?
Yeah, like the idea that they have gutted their way through this physical feud with the Bloodline and maybe would have got them had they been working at full strength. And they didn't tell us that beforehand because they didn't want it to be an excuse. It's all really good babyface stuff. Certainly feels like it's priming Riddle for Roman. But then they did, they primed Nakamura for Roman 1 week as well, and nothing came of that. These are, I think they could have got a stadium match out of Riddle and Roman now, but they might, with potentially not having to worry about that with Money in the Bank, they might want to hold off on that. Maybe.
Right, Riddle face Roman at Money in the Bank, lose, get brutalized, Randy Orton comes back, there's your SummerSlam main event, basically.
Is it possible that Roman this week, knowing, WWE knowing what everybody already knows about Roman Reigns, about his reduced schedule, about how at every house show now he's kind of doing the speech at the end where he's like, I might not be back here because, you know, I don't work these days anymore. You're going to see me on the big shows. Is he going to fold that into kayfabe this week and say, last week was the completion of a project. I've got everything I came for out of this. I got both belts. The Bloodline have got all the belts. And Jimmy and Jay are going to do my bidding for me, as I knew they could do. He's going to put himself over for their achievements and then say, kind of what we discussed post-WrestleMania, this idea that he folds, that he kind of like blends into the background in that kind of Brock Lesnar figure where his shadow is looming, even if he is not.
I'm off to get my knob out on the island of relevancy.
He loves it over there, doesn't he? Windmilling on a desert island. Desert island dicks.
Hey,
that could be his podcast. But yeah, he just sort of says that he's going to step away because he feels like he's achieved everything he needs to. And then that allows a couple of the baby faces on SmackDown. Two things here. It allows a couple of the baby faces on SmackDown, should Riddle return there, or Nakamura, it'll be like, we know why you're going. It's because you're a coward. It's because you don't actually want the challenge. And they can cut the promos without Roman being there. And without having asked permission, Sami Zayn can assume the role as the default leader of the Bloodline. He can suggest, I think he left early, but Roman probably would have asked me to take charge of it. And Paul Heyman, I was like, what, mate? And he doesn't speak for us. You know, they abandoned him on Raw, that kind of thing. But Sami
Zayn, he wets his hair every night before he comes out, slicks it back.
Sami Zayn doing his version of the Roman Reigns entrance 1 week, the slow motion thing, but to just like his... Like, his theme's crap at the moment.
It is, yeah.
Like, imagine if they just like reduce, like play it on YouTube, but play it at half speed or 0.25 speed.
I love it.
Slow motion skanks. arms very slowly as he skanks. But yeah, he assumes like leader of the Bloodline, but the Usos don't even come with him. I know they're back there if I need them, that sort of thing.
He's got the two toy belts.
Yeah, Roman tries to take himself away, but babyfaces won't take his name out of their mouths while he's gone.
Mm.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Well, speaking of potential challengers, I want to mention the Street Profits, actually, because they may well show up tonight. Who knows? It's, well, the WWE, what is it called? Not the draft, what am I on about? The split brands era. It's got brand split. I've got the words in the right way around eventually. Yeah. The brand split is over, basically. So why not have the Street Profits, who beat the Usos alongside Riddle on Raw, potentially put up a challenge? But also, when you talk about the fact that Drew McIntyre is back after doing a lot of press and all that sort of thing for Clash at the Castle.
Yeah, they're doing the post show, aren't they? At Clash at the Castle, is that right? There's like a big event happening in the daytime, Clash near the Castle. And then WWE, good enough to do. Like, it's like a Raw Talk sort of thing. They're doing after the fact. That's good of them.
Sending the fans home happy.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Drew's the guy for that show, isn't he? Yeah. Drew's the guy for Clash at the Castle. So
he's called his shot as well on Twitter.
Yeah. What do you do with Drew in the meantime? The answer is not comedy, but I feel like that's where they'll end up. If anything, if we've learned anything from months and months and months of him feuding with Baron Corbin, and then before that, Jinder Mahal and the like, and to a lesser extent, Sami Zayn, yeah, it's that he is not a character that you can keep on ice with comedy.
No.
You know, he's not somebody that, albeit he was a pretty good game show host when he was world champion, he could do the convivial, I am a laugh now, stuff when he's actually got the belt over his shoulder, because that belt means that he's got to have a fight, and when the fight comes, he gets serious and he wins and he backs up his laughs in the ring. But when the fights are so low stakes and when the feuds are so meaningless, it just makes him feel reduced in stature. Mm. I think he could. So you're going to have a follow up question of, oh, who is it then? I don't know, because nobody on SmackDown feels.
Mate, I'm looking at the roster. I'm struggling here.
He needs a stature enhancing rivalry. He needs something emotional. And all I can really think of between now and SummerSlam is his quest to win Money in the Bank.
Like, yeah.
Roman Reigns saying, well, you're on the poster. Yes, you can pretend that you talked Clash of the Castle into existence, but I'm the one that made this show happen, not you. And what makes you think that you've got a right, a divine right to face me in Wales just because you were born a few hundred miles up the road in Scotland? Scotland, Drew, is an island of irrelevancy.
Ooh.
So you've got no place for it. So Drew then, well, maybe I'll just win Money in the Bank. And if I'm going to call a shot, I'll call my shot for there. And that becomes his little, you know, like Hell in a Cell is going to be pretty relevant for him too. So it's okay for him to look past next Sunday and towards
Money in the Bank. It is next Sunday, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like Money in the Bank's in July. So it's reasonable enough for him to sort of be looking towards that as, fair point, if I'm going to get my shot, it's going to be this way. I'm going to win a case, but I'm not going to cash it in. I'm not going to back jump yet. It's going to be this date, this time, and that's what I'm going to use the case for.
But that means Sami Zayn can't win the briefcase.
Or Pat McAfee.
Oh.
Or more like really exciting, creative answers.
Yeah, anyone can get a title shot. The Money in the Bank's really useful sometimes.
Yeah. It's a bit, well, it's a bit like Seth Rollins wrestling 8 matches to try and get in the WrestleMania card, losing them all, and then Vince's like, I've got trouble for you. I'm going to have it next week. They kind of just make it up as they go along.
Indeed. But yeah, Street Profits potentially on the docket for the Usos too?
Yeah, definitely. The unification, unlike Roman winning the belts and then them thinking, oh, what do we do now? Like the unification of the tag belts probably just means, as you said about the end of the brand split, the first way to have the rosters become more fluid is with the tag division, because Raw's tag division has been pretty great and SmackDown's been pretty lame. Mm. So start porting over some of them teams. The Street Profits can have a go now. The Alpha Academy could have a go down the line. There's just ways in which now you can use the fact that the Usos have got both sets of belts to just flip between shows as and when. Mm. Like the Street Profits coming to SmackDown, having just forged an alliance with Riddle, is quite neat and tidy, isn't it?
Give them blue cups as well. It's really easy.
Yeah, they've done blue cups before.
Come on.
Was it they were on SmackDown for a bit, yeah. They jumped and then jumped back, didn't they? Yeah, so I like it. And if not them coming to SmackDown,
then they'd have to swap the tag belts.
Of course, they were the ones that swapped them with the New Day, weren't they? I'm glad we won't have to go through with that anymore. Yeah, I don't know. Street Profits feels good.
Sticking with the topic of title challenges, we had Gunther murdering Drew Gulak again last week on SmackDown. Still what makes it enjoyable to watch, though, and Ludwig Kaiser conducting at ringside is a joy as well. But who should come to Drew Gulak's aid when he was just getting beaten down post-match than Intercontinental Champion Ricochet? Now, I said this to Sig, I'm going to parrot it again here. When we get to the 9th rematch of this, I'm going to be rolling my eyes. But on paper, Ricochet versus Gunther, an all WCPW clash... Yes, please.
The Defiant Derby. It's not what I imagine anybody thought Ricochet versus then Walter would look like, say, 5 years ago. But here we are. Yeah, this is pretty good. This is the best.
Maybe even put the Intercontinental Championship on pay-per-view.
Well, imagine that. Imagine, like, I would like to see a tweet with a stat on of when that last occurred, if you've got one to hand. But it's probably not what a lot of their fans would have imagined this would have one day looked like. It's funny to me to imagine Gunther cutting the "I'm going to bring the prestige of the belt back" promo, like Gunther revealing that he was a massive Mr. Perfect fan and he wants to do what Ricochet and everybody else and Dolph Ziggler and The Miz have failed to do, which is be the next Bret Hart and Shawn. Maybe Shawn Michaels, and maybe that's why he's gone for the red and black attire. Maybe, and look, he's like wanting to get all trim and buff, isn't he? Maybe he is just a sexy boy.
Yeah.
He's just your boy toy. Aye. Gunther dancing. I want Gunther to be a sexy boy. And that's going to be what Ludwig Kaiser's conducting.
Yeah.
He's just a sexy boy. And he's like, Gunther, like, instead of the big jacket.
Imagine Gunther being this Shawn Michaels to Ludwig Kaiser's Diesel as
oh
well.
Oh, my God. You know how to get me. You know how to get me. Like, the jacket suddenly starts adding a few mirrors and crosses. Ooh. And things like that. And it gets a bit shorter. And he shimmies it off when he gets into the ring.
Gunther in booty shorts. Oh. Hello.
Hello there, as a guest referee. I like this. No, it's Gunther. He's so handsome, isn't he? That's the thing about Gunther.
Yeah.
Say what you want about his body. What a handsome face. What a handsome, handsome face.
Just, I thought we just say what you want about his amazingly transformed body, but yeah. Also what about his face?
What about his gorgeous face? Like, not enough people are talking about, like, just how good-looking someone like what. And it's the thing is about Gunther, it's not just how good-looking he is, it's about that kind of facial structure. It's about that sort of jawline. It's about that sort of ridge head.
I told you the other day. Apologies, I can't remember who he's dating at the moment, but for whatever reason, it popped up on my Twitter feed. Uh-huh. And I just showed it to Anne Louise and went, "Oh, it's nice to see Hamlet and his wife out for a drink, isn't it?"
And she just went, "Oh."
She went, "She's like, she could tell something was wrong and something was going on here." But for a while, she was fooled.
You got her. I Gunther and Ricochet for the Intercontinental title. Fine.
Absolutely.
Fine. Yeah. Going to look weird. Going to be fun.
Now, normally at this point, I crowbar a game in to our preview. No need for that.
Okay.
I know you're thinking, you know, you've been away for a bit. You know, what of the New Day and Feuchtnoit, you know, Shane Spuddy Holland and Butch moved on to? No, this fight must continue. The fans are fed up of it. They thought it was finished at WrestleMania, but WWE said, "We're going to do it anyway. We're going to do it anyway.
Go on.
We're going to do it anyway." But now, with E still recovering, and our thoughts from all of us at What Culture obviously go to Big E as he gets over that awful injury.
Yeah.
And, I can't wait for him to come back. But the New Day are missing a member. Kofi is back this week.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier said as much after backwoodsing Butch once again. So they're going to have a mystery partner versus Sheamus, Ridge, Bloody Holland, and Butch. Which, you know what that means? Mm-hmm. I mean, genuinely, do you have a suggestion as to who it might be in reality? Or are we just going to go straight to the game?
Anyone that can get on top of and calm down Pete Dunne in his current role as Butch, Tony Khan.
Okay.
I've just seen things on flags that suggest to me that he could be the, could certainly out-wrestle Butch.
Okay. So, because I have no idea who they're going to bring in. It may well be a legend, to be honest. It feels like... I mean, unless it's Drew. Oh, God, it's going to be Drew, isn't it?
I was just going to ask, is it a legend because you want it to be a legend for the list that we're going to consult?
Well, yeah, that. But also, I can't see who else on the roster. I was just looking there for an opponent for Drew, and I got
What about if, before we do the game, we're going to do the game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. What about if it was Tyler Beard?
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's needing to go onto the main roster for a long old time now, in my opinion. He's got so good.
He's got these, like, these replica titles. I think they're called the NXT UK. I think he must have got them made by High Spots or something. But he carries around one of them. But yeah, what about, like, you know, somebody from Butch's past? You can really take him for a walk. I don't know, dog stuff.
So?
I like Butch. I do. I was watching, you saw me catching up on SmackDown a little bit. And the bit when he jumps Woods from off screen, when Woods is distracted by the other two, and it's like, "You've forgotten about our dog."
Here he comes. He ran off into the stands for no reason.
Please, I'm a little bit scared of dogs. We discussed this before. Like, in the early days of the Wednesday Night War, it was being used by the most blatant of the early days primitive AEW sexuals to mobilize their assault on me, where he's likes NXT just as much as he likes 2019 AEW. He doesn't like dogs. He's bad news at Hamlet. It's not so much don't like him. I'm a little bit frightened of him. But then you see Butch on screen, and I just feel heard. I just feel spoken to because I would too be worried about, like, if Butch is walking on one side of the road, I'm crossing the road, especially when, like, where around near where I live, right? At least for the most part, they clean up the shit. But like, there's too much dogs not walking on leads.
Ooh.
And it's like, oh yeah, like, your dog's really friendly. But like, he invades, or she invades my personal space.
Like, see, I'm the opposite.
You want dogs off the lead.
I'd run up to any dog. Take it off its lead.
You run up to any person. Hiya. You sort of do that.
Yeah.
The banthound.
I did get looked at once though in Nottingham. Because in Newcastle, like in Gateshead, walk around the Saltwell Park.
Yeah.
And dogs just come up to you, and I'm like, oh, this is the best. This is the best. This is why I love walking around the park on a Sunday. Dogs come up to you, pet them, make a new friend every 5 minutes or whatever.
Scare me, man.
Right, walking around Nottingham, someone had a dog. I went up to it and was like, hello, mate. Like, no, it didn't come up to me. I went up to it.
Yeah.
And they were just like, what the hell's this? What's going on here? So I think it's different in different parts of this country.
A dog comes near me. I'm like, I can feel it by my throat. Like, I've cut 15 seconds ahead and it's like a trained attack dog. It's not a ball in its mouth, it's my Adam's apple.
Right, so I have the WWE alumni page open up in front of me. I'm scrolling
really badly wrong this week.
Scrolling through it. When you are ready, tell me to stop and give me a number between 1 and 4. And this officially is our pick for the New Day's mystery partner against Floyd Noid.
We will do our best for Xavier and Kofi. Stop.
Okay.
It's a 2 day. Yes, it is.
Okay. As I was scrolling there, you nearly picked Road Dogg. But who you actually picked, well, I'll tell you. If you'd have said 4, you'd have had Rezar from the Authors of Pain.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Nottingham.
If you'd have picked 3, you'd have had Renee Young. Wonder what she's up to nowadays.
I think
she does a really good podcast. It's not as good as this one, but she does a really good one.
Solid numbers.
Yeah. Number 1 would have been Ranjan Singh, managed the Great Khali, so, you know.
Yeah.
But.
I
want you to close your eyes and picture this person in New Day's gear, like falling out of a box of bootios or any unicorn.
Ranjan Singh and Renee. So it's A, B, C. It can't be B. Ra. Ra. Can't be Renee. Not Rene Goulet.
No.
The old agent.
Or Rene Dupree.
Rene Dupree. They'd just call him Rene now, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Go on.
Shut your eyes.
Got it.
New Day gear.
Mm-hmm.
Outrageous colours. Unicorn horn.
Yeah.
Bootios. Dancing with their bum.
Right.
Raven.
Dancing with their bum.
You've got an animal in your corner. Well, we've got a bird.
I thought it's all WWE music. It was Raven. There'd just be like random bird noises scattered in throughout his like foot rock.
Like, and they were like, oh, how do people know it's going to be ricochet? Yeah. What if a bullet ricochets?
I love that one. That old story, that brilliant old classic story that I believe Raven himself revealed in shooting him for the first time. Vince McMahon storming in. Who the f*** hired Raven? when he sees him backstage for the first time and Jim Ross has got to like sheepishly put up his hand. That would make me laugh. It's really good. Right there. And then it's like, how are they going to know? Quote the Raven nevermore. That's from literature, isn't it?
I'll never get that.
How are we going to know about this figure from Edgar Allan who? No. Bird.
That's an idea.
That's a thing.
Riddle. Edgar Allan. I'm having a go at this game. I'll shut my eyes.
Yeah.
Stop. 4. Well, reload that one. Not doing that one.
Oh, God. All right.
They're fine. Yeah. I just hate them.
All right. Yeah, fine.
And they don't even deserve to have their name mentioned.
Wow. All right.
They are, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Certainly not wrestling in WWE anymore. And that's a good thing.
Good.
I'm going to pick 2. Okay. Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston. But you're not looking at them. You know why? Because all your eyes are on Christy Hemme.
When he said all eyes, I thought you were going to say Candice Michelle.
Oh.
All eyes on
me. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, sorry. Christy, I forgot about Christy. Christy Hemme's the one who Mr. Kennedy shouted in the ear of on TNA, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Anderson. She sat on a...
I liked Christy Hemme.
Farted on a cake once. Leave a search. We've probably done it in the 5-star review. Check the archives of Kid Icarus's spreadsheet. If we haven't done her sitting on a cake, we've definitely done the Diss the Diva. Christy, you need to learn how to lick a pie. It's like, whoa. Carmella, you dumb. Boop, 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 boop. Gap you can fit a truck through. Boop, 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 boop.
That's going to be one. Christy Hemme or Raven. Your choice, Saviour. Over to you, mate. Let us know.
Do you know what, as well? If it was Raven, like, they could, because it's the New Day, Raven could come out dressed as, like, our version of Raven. They could pick, like, a couple of different Raven looks.
Yeah.
So, like...
Or, they did that once, didn't they, for, like, NWO or something,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, it was... I'll tell you when that one of the times they did it as well. It was one of the Halloween ones where I think they did, like... Was it Charles Wright's gimmicks?
Maybe,
so it was,
yeah.
Like, there was, like, a Papa Shango,
yes,
and a Godfather or something like that, you know, and they've, like, they had some fun with Halloween. So, yeah, there could be three Ravens. Raven and his flock. This is better than what they're going to come out with.
Yeah.
It's going to be, like... going to be actual current main event of Drew McIntyre, and who wants that when you can have a retired 50-odd-year-old
exactly
from the past?
Well, let us know your thoughts ahead of SmackDown tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE, and make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. You can also let us know your thoughts on Twitter. We can tweet both of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at...
I love Raven, but if you ever see him, like, pictures of him now, everybody gets old, me included. Like, he kind of looks like Arn Anderson if he'd gotten into grunge. At Michael Hamflett.
You can follow me at Adam Wilbourn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. We'll be back later on today with the Rampage preview and Wrestle Culture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quiz. But for now, this has been the SmackDown preview. My thanks to Michael Hamflett. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.